Lucas just started the match. Now, these are 1-2-2 periods, so it goes pretty quick in the first period. Right now, they're just doing a collar tie-up. Lucas tries to throw by. Now he tries to throw. He's coming all the way over. Almost. There's no takedown yet. It's a scramble situation there. He's got his two, and he's getting back points. But powerful kid. He bridges out of it, but I'm thinking he's going to get two or one escape. No back points. Kind of surprising there because I thought he ended up with getting some back points off of the takedown, but just a takedown. So 2-1, Meyer leads. But, boy, Damian Theisen, he looks like he wants to go upper body. So he's kind of a, what we call a freestyler. He goes upper body and is looking for big throws. Lucas happened to catch him on that one. There's about 2 seconds left. One, that's the end of the first period. So a lot of action there. Like I said, he took him right to his back, but just didn't quite get the two count. So he gets the takedown, but no near fall. I'm not sure if Lucas got the choice here, but Theisen is down, so he will start the second period in the down position. Meyer throws in the legs, looking for a far side cradle. Trying to tie up that far arm. I think he's got the cradle hooked up, but he can't quite get him over. Now he's close. There he's got the near fall points. Theisen breaks the cradle, but gets Lucas Meyer does score the two-point near fall. He did get a two-point count off of that. Theisen doing a little short sit right now, trying to arch back into him. Looking for kind of a hip movement here now. And Lucas got to be careful not to pin himself here. He was flat on his back that he was creating on himself. Again, Theisen gets up to his feet, tripod, trying to elbow through. There he's got Meyer's leg, but can't do anything with it. He's trying to pull that leg in, and then he'll try to hip across. But right now, Lucas is pushing that head off, peeling. And there, Theisen does get the one-point escape. So right now, it's 4-2. Meyer gets the two-point near fall, but then Theisen does get the escape. So right now, 4-2. Lucas has got to be heads up here. And like I said, Theisen is one that he likes to throw. So he's got to be careful for big points here. Back into the middle of the mat. They did go out of bounds there. About 30 seconds left in the second period. Second and third periods are both 2 minutes long. The first period is on. There's a good shot by Theisen. Trying to elevate. Lucas, again, blocking him off with his head. Got the whizzer in. More or less pushing him off. Elbows through. Again, Theisen, you can just tell. Now, there's a good Kelly move, but they go out of bounds, so nothing there. It would have been a good move if it had been in the middle of the mat, but it was right on the out of bounds, and that was a good call by the ref. They did go out of bounds on that one. Again, 4-2, very close match here. Did a lot of action, and there's the end of the second period. So we go into the third period. Lucas Meyer, his choice, he is going to be taking down. We haven't seen Theisen in the riding position yet, so we really haven't seen what does he have on the top position. Lucas doing a nice, quick, short sit out up to his feet. Theisen looking for the lift. And there he basically, Lucas works the hands free and spins out of there, so he gets the escape. Now there's another lift. Now here's where Lucas has got to be careful. He's got a whizzer in, but Theisen has got a body lock, and if he takes him down, all right, the two-point takedown for Theisen gets it back to 5-4. Now he's running a half Nelson, doesn't get it, and there Theisen now just lets Lucas Meyer go, pushes him away, gives him the one. So right now it's still a two-point match. Now Tyson's going in for another body lock here. Again, he's always looking for throws. So Lucas has got to be heads up. It's getting down to the one-minute mark. There's another shot by Theisen. Comes up with a couple of underhooks. He's trying to literally lift. There's a good shot again by Theisen. Lucas blocks it off. Lucas looking a little tired right here now, but kind of pushing him away. There's another shot by Tyson. Lucas counters it. Lucas got to be careful here. If he goes across and grabs that ankle, and there's a two-point takedown for Lucas. Steps through with he had the head tied up. All he had to do was slip that leg in, and he did to get the 2 points. Coach Hansen was out on the side there going, that should be two, and the referee did call it. So 8-4 lead with 23 seconds left. Again, can't let up here. I've seen more matches lost today in the last few seconds. Tyson up to a tripod position, trying to elbow through. There's there's a reversal. So 8-6, we're down to 2 seconds though, so Lucas Meyer is going to come away with an 8-6 match. Very exciting match. A lot of action, both wrestlers. A lot of upper body throws and so forth. But Lucas Meyer comes away with an 8-6 decision over Damian Tyson out of Royalton, Uppsala.